Hi, Beowulf here with Justice Matters. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they are here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. And that takes time. It takes effort. Angie, however, has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie and connect with and hire skilled professionals that you need to get the job done well. Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and in your specific area, right in your neighborhood. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and website is free to use. Angie.com, that's A-N-G-I, Angie.com. It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Donald Trump attended the wake of a slain New York City police officer who was gunned down in the line of duty. Glenn says this photo op doesn't erase the fact that he sent thousands of people on January 6th to harm the police.
So friends, Donald Trump has promised pardons, if elected. He's promised pardons to the people who beat, attacked, assaulted the police officers who protected the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Donald Trump professes his love for these people. He salutes them. He sings the national anthem with them at his rallies. And he has promised them pardons. And Donald Trump has never once visited or spoken with the victims, the police officers who were brutalized on January 6th. Officers like Harry Dunn, Aquilino Gonell, Mike Fanone. Yet now, Donald Trump apparently thinks he can erase his despicable conduct, right? His ongoing disrespect of the police officers who protected the Capitol and everyone in it on January 6th. He thinks he can erase it all by attending a funeral for a political photo op. Let's start with the new reporting from Fox News. Headline: Trump sends message to Biden, Obama for missing NYPD officers' wake. Have to go whether they like it or not. And that article begins: Former President Trump slammed President Biden during an exclusive interview with Fox and Friends co-host Brian Kilmeade, arguing he missed a very sad moment when he went to a fundraiser in the Big Apple instead of mourning slain New York police officer Jonathan Diller. Quote, "They missed a very sad moment for our country, but it's a moment that they have to be a part of, whether they like it or not," Trump told Kilmeade. Quote, "They can't skip this moment. I've never seen so many police. I've never seen so many firemen, a lot of firemen. They view it in a very similar way, and I understand that. But they're going to have to get involved a little bit because this country is going to hell." Quote, "Our country is not respected anymore," he, Trump, continued. "I say it at my rallies, in my speeches. We're a nation in decline, totally fixable, but we have to do it fast." Quote, "I think that politically he can't support the police," Trump said. "I support the police. I would say at the highest level of any president by far, maybe double or triple. And they knew that. That's why when I walked into that funeral parlor, it was like love. It was like love." Was it like the love that you professed, Donald, on January 6th? Your love for the people who followed your commands to attack the Capitol, to fight like hell, or you won't have a country anymore, to go to the Capitol and stop the certification, stop the steal. The love that you had for your supporters, that you professed that day after they were done beating, assaulting, attacking police officers, you said, "We love you, you're very special. Never forget this day, the day that you followed my commands and you assaulted the men and women of the U.S. Capitol Police, and you attacked the men and women of the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department. You're very special. Never forget this day. And I've got your back. Because you are the hostages. And I intend to pardon you."
On the way next, Glenn talks about his personal experience with the Capitol Police in Washington, D.C. This is Justice Matters.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Donald Trump has promised to pardon the convicted criminals who stormed the Capitol and assaulted police personnel on January 6th. Glenn says his efforts to get votes from law enforcement will fall on deaf ears.
You know, friends, I take this very personally. As a prosecutor in Washington, D.C., I worked for decades with the men and women of the U.S. Capitol Police. I worked most directly with the men and women of the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department, MPD. Folks like Harry Dunn, Aquilino Gonell, Mike Fanone. I actually worked murder cases with Mike Fanone decades ago. So yes, I take very personally the fact that Donald Trump intends to pardon the people who attacked Harry, Aquilino, Mike. And he thinks he can erase all that with a political photo op. How foolish, how gullible, how stupid does Donald Trump think the men and women of law enforcement are? Because they know that a vote for Donald Trump is a vote to excuse every assault on every police officer on January 6th. Let's not let that happen, because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.